for Wednesday, August 5th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to your daily devotion for Wednesday. This is part three of the devotions that we've been doing this week. So Monday, we started with a devotion that was based on Luke chapter 18, verse 31, and the title was The Big Compelling of God. And then yesterday, we talked about the brave comradeship of God. And this morning, we're going to look at that same portion of scripture, verse 31 to verse 34 of Luke 18, and we're going to talk about the baffling call of God. So open your Bible with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 18. Go to verse 31. I'm going to read this portion of scripture once again. Follow along. This is what the Word of God teaches. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saving was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As I stated, Oswald Chambers entitled this devotion, "The Baffling Call of God." And this is what he wrote. God called Jesus Christ to what seemed to be unmitigated disaster. Jesus Christ called his disciples to see him put to death. He led every one of them to the place where their hearts were broken. Jesus Christ's life was an absolute failure from every standpoint but God's. But what seemed failure from man's standpoint was a tremendous triumph from God's, because God's purpose is never man's purpose. There comes the baffling call of God in our lives also. The call of God can never be stated explicitly. It is implicit. The call of God is like the call of the sea. No one hears it but the one who has the nature of the sea in him. It cannot be stated definitely what the call of God is to, because his call is to be in comradeship with himself for his own purpose, and the test is to believe that God knows what he is after. These things that happen do not happen by chance. They happen entirely in the decree of God. God is working out his purposes. If we are in communion with God and recognize that he is taking us into his purposes, we shall no longer try to find out what his purposes are. As we go on in the Christian life, it gets simpler, because we are less inclined to say, "Now why did God allow this and that?" Behind the whole thing lies the compelling of God. There's a divinity that shapes our ends. A Christian is one who trusts the wits and the wisdom of God, and not his own wits. If we have a purpose of our own, it destroys the simplicity and the leisureliness which ought to characterize the children of God. I trust that you have been both challenged and encouraged by today's devotion. Oswald Chambers took three occasions to work through Luke chapter 18, verses 31 to 34. And there is a reason for that, because it's a complicated set of scripture. May I encourage you today to go back and listen again to Monday's devotion, Tuesday's devotion, and then again this morning's devotion, so that there will be some additional clarity for you. Read through the scripture. Most importantly, as you read through it, be prayerful. The one prayer that we know God will answer is when we say, "Father, allow me to understand this scripture the way that you intend." Again, I hope you've been encouraged this morning, and I look forward to when we can meet again tomorrow and we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 26. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.